Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, at 9 o'clock this evening, we are proud to present the Very Merry Christmas Parade. This holiday pageant will feature characters from many of Walt Disney's classic motion pictures. That's the Very Merry Christmas Parade at 9 o'clock.
And all of us here at Disneyland are wishing you and yours Happy New Year.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. My name is Parkhopper John. I come to you from WDWParkhoppers.com. Now, joining me, as always, across the internet, Mr. Tony Castelnova from Disney by the Numbers. How are you doing tonight, pal?
Hello. Welcome to the show. We're having a great time.
Oh, my gosh. Is that new, or you just happen to is
no,
that
I just happen grabbing to have distance? And I just had to happen to have that right here.
Nice. He comes with props, ladies and gentlemen. He's kind of like the poor man's
Gallagher.
Carrot Top. It's
Carrot Top. Please, smash it. So. I'd rather be Gallagher.
Yeah, but you don't smash it with a giant sledgehammer. Okay, dude. Violence to his sum.
Yeah.
We're so glad that you were here today. If you are free. Now, normally we do this on Tuesday nights, but my schedule has been a little crazy. Yeah, let's pretend that we're on Tuesday nights. Normally we do this Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time over on Facebook, facebook.com/Disney Parks Podcast. I have a schedule conflict, so we're recording tonight at 8:30. If you were here live, thanks for being here. If you're not here live, we are sorry that we missed you. But you can find us over at podcast.com. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher. And if you do find us over there, give us some thumbs up. Give us some love. Let us know that you're out there, because that helps us over on iTunes. That pushes us up in the timeline. And I would appreciate that. I'm sure Tony would as well. Who's sponsoring the show this week, buddy?
Hey, this week we have a great sponsor and a special message from our friends Dr. Howie and Ryan at MyDisneyClass.com. If you are a classroom teacher, an educator, or a school district administrator, then this message is for you. Have you ever thought about how to bring that Disney magic into your classroom or your school or your school district? Well, if you answered yes, then My Disney Class has an answer for you. You can attend a Disney online class and then take a field trip to Walt Disney World in 2017. And if that's not enough, receive 3 credit hours of graduate credit from Buena Vista University. Now, you will learn how Disney creates the magic with behind-the-scenes tours and conversations with Disney Imagineers, historians, and Disney artists. Learn how to create Disney-inspired classrooms. And some of the topics that would be included are Walking Walt's Footstep, Disney History Investigates, Designing a Theme Park Attraction, Hidden Magic of Walt Disney World, The Fairy Tale Life, PBL/STEM and Disney, Star Wars in the Classroom, Design Thinking and Disney, The Hero's Journey, Disney and Marvel, and Leadership Lessons from Walt. Classroom registration is now open and ends November 28th, so hurry up. Don't delay. Do this now. For more information, you can go to mydisneyclass.com or email them at mydisneyclass@gmail.com. And remember that you can go do all that online and get signed up, because this will be a great offer. And if you're a classroom teacher, this will really be a lot of fun.
Not only are we bringing you the best news and rumors and infotainment, we're actually bringing you actual education.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love Dr. Howie. He's a good friend of mine. So it's all not good friends, but we're friends.
We're helping the educators mold the little future minds of tomorrow.
I feel just like Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Only without all the song. Hey, we want to let you know about the meetups we've got planned. We've got something big coming up. Should we go ahead and let the cat out of the bag about November? Are we ready to make that announcement?
Yeah, I think we could do that. I forgot the date that we were going to do it now. It's
November 28th, which is a Saturday at 7, I'm assuming. 7 o'clock, which is the magic hour for all Disney Parks podcast meetups. We're going to be over at Disney Springs. We're going to have a meetup, the meet location where we're actually going to come together. We're going to, that's TBA. We haven't figured out yet exactly where we're going to congregate. But what we're going to do is we're going to go experience all the fun new holiday surprises that Disney Springs has for us. We're going to walk all around Disney Springs. We'll probably ride the ferry boat around, so we don't have to walk all the way around. We're going to see all the new Christmas trees, hear some of the holiday music, maybe bump into Santa Goofy, whoever's over there. Definitely probably do some Stitch shopping. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we can't wait to see you there. So we are going to do that on Saturday, November 28th at 7 p.m. The following week, back-to-back weekends, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Just let that thought go through your head. December 3rd, we're going to do our annual Christmas crawl. That's going to be at the monorails around the Magic Kingdom resorts. 7 p.m., again, the magic hour. We're going to meet up at the Outer Rim. And unlike our typical crawl, where we're really just kind of hanging out in the bar, we're going to meet up at the Outer Rim. Then we're going to walk around the Contemporary Resort. We're going to see all the Christmas holidays at the Contemporary. Then we're going to jump over to go to the Polynesian. Then we're going to jump over and go to the Grand Floridian. And then from there, it's anybody's guess. So that's going to be December 3rd. That's a Saturday night, right? Mm-hmm. Saturday night?
Yep.
That's going to be at 7 p.m. We're going to meet up at the Outer Rim at Disney's Contemporary Resort. And those are the two meetups that we've got scheduled. We've got some other things. You don't have any information yet, so we'll spread that out as soon as we do. Tell me about the T-shirt club, T.
Yep. I am wearing the Christmas shirt. You can go sign up for the T-shirt club at DisneyByTheNumbers.com. On the left-hand side, there's a sign-up form. If you ordered this holiday shirt, they're shipping this week. Most of them went out today. I got another batch going out probably Tuesday or Wednesday. There was a lot of them, and it's not a blind box. It's not you get a shirt every month. You only buy the shirts that you want. All you have to do is sign up, give us your name, address, email address, and that kind of information so that we can create a little record for you, and then that's it. You'll get an email when the shirts are out, and then you can buy the ones you want and discard the ones you don't want. That's it.
Yeah, piece of cake. It's great. I got lucky, and Park Hopper Sid and I got our shirts a little early. They are amazing there, which are always amazing. The Christmas shirts are always something special, so it's been kind of nice to see that. So, all right, so it's a holiday season, so we definitely need to mention great stocking stuffers. If you're coming down to the parks or whatever, you definitely want to come over and go to Disney by the Numbers and click on his store. Get a copy of Disney by the Numbers, the book, Spaceballs, the movie, Spaceballs, the t-shirt,
exactly.
Spaceballs, the hat, exactly. Disney by the Numbers, the book, the movie, right. The hat, so Disney by the Numbers, it's the t-shirt, the button, the tattoo. Disney by the Numbers is a great book. I've got a copy right over my shoulder here. It's full of all the numbers and the facts and figures about Walt Disney World. Tony has accumulated those for years. He's been updating it. It's amazing. It's a great book. You can get a copy of that. And are you doing free shipping?
Yep, free shipping.
Excellent. Yep. And while you're at that, anything else? Do we need to add on that?
Nope.
Okay, great. You come over to wdwparkhoppers.com/holiday offer, and we are offering the Disney Bucket List book for $10. That's $5 off the fee that you pay for Amazon. So come over there and grab yourself a copy. And if you want it autographed, you let me know, and I will certainly put my little John Hancock or whoever's name you want. We can definitely do that. Hey, we need to go back. November 28th is a Monday.
Probably the 26th then?
26th then. Is it the 26th?
I thought that was a Saturday?
I'm so confused.
26 sounds better. Check the schedule.
We probably need to read it. Yeah, I'm checking it right now. Our good friend Diane has corrected us.
It's 26th.
Saturday the 26th. Good call, my friend. Good call. Yeah. All right, so.
Hey, we won't be there on a Monday.
We might not. We might not. We might not be there at all. So, yeah, definitely want to make sure that you get a copy of the Disney by the Numbers book. Thank you. Disney by the Numbers book and the Disney bucket list. And tell us about the last couple things we want to mention. Is we're doing the giveaway or no?
Nope, we gave
giveaway
it away. Giveaway's done. We have a winner. I got her address already, and the package will be going out this week.
Awesome. Yep. And the last thing is, if you want to reach out to either Tony or myself, the best way to get us is to call our hotline number, which is 407-413-9010.
Correct.
And you can leave us a message if you have a comment or if you have something you want to share, go ahead and do that. And, you know, if your comment is really cool and we really want to share it, we will put it on the podcast. Or if you just want to get in touch with Tony or myself, you can do that. Or you can email us at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. All right. Anything else we need to talk about? I think we got all the business done, my friend.
Yep. Business in the front, party in the back.
Dominic is in the crowd tonight. Good to see Dominic. I know he's been busy. So we got Dominic and David Stone, David Maruka and David Stone. Diane's in the room. We've got a lot of good friends in there.
A lot of people with D's. Dominic, David, and Diane.
Yes. Today's show is brought to you by the letter D and the number 12 for no reason at all. So, I guess, buddy, there's nothing else we could do but get into
the news.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
To me, that sounded like we were in total sync. That was awesome. That was really
good. Sounds good.
Okay. ABC's Good Morning America is going to premiere Mickey Mouse's new music video, What We Got. Now, first of all, why is Mickey Mouse doing a video? Second of all, why can't he speak the Queen's English? Just a question. So Mickey Mouse will visit the set of ABC's Good Morning America on November 18th, this week, later on this week, to celebrate his birthday and premiere his new music video, What We Got. His appearance in the New York City is the culmination of his worldwide birthday tour, where he surprised fans, Angeles, Kyoto, Shanghai, Rome, Paris, Cusco, and Rio de Janeiro while making the music video. Now, Mickey will share his stories about his adventure with the Good Morning America anchors. That same day, What We Got from Walt Disney Records will be available at digital retail and streaming services. The video will be featured on the Mickey Mouse fan book page as well as other Disney platforms such as the Disney Parks blog, D23, the official fan club for Disney, and Oh My Disney. Mickey fans are invited to join the celebration using the hashtag Happy Birthday Mickey. Also, on November 18th, Disney Channel will air blocks of Mickey Mouse programming throughout the day, including the premiere of not one, two new cartoon series. And Disney Junior will debut the new teaser trailer for the upcoming new series, Mickey and the Roadster Racers. Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort will have special parade moments to mark the occasion. Mickey's birthday is celebrated in honor of the release of his first theatrical film, Steamboat Willie, on November 18th, 1928, at the Colony Theater in New York City. Since then, he starred in more than 100 cartoons and could currently be seen on Disney Channel in the Emmy Award-winning Mickey Mouse cartoon series. Are they still doing Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
I think so.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I think that we need to honor all of our Fab Five in this way. I think this is great. Mickey, Minnie, Donald, definitely Pluto, Goofy. God, we need to celebrate all those guys.
Yeah. Mickey knows how to party.
He does. He does indeed.
He's a little party mouse.
He's a little party. That is true. He gets around town too. He's been all over the world.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I wonder if he was flying on, Walt One.
Oh, I'm sure that. Well, yeah, we talked about that last week.
You don't think so? Yeah. No. I want to see how they're saying that Mickey's gonna, that Mickey's gonna do the talking. I want to hear Mickey do all this talking. Rather than the canned stuff we get here.
Well, I'm sure they've got the technology to the audio system that allows him to speak through speakers.
I hope so.
Because he needs to his voice needs to be amplified. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
We'll see. It'll be interesting. Yeah. Hey, Shanghai just opened.
Brand Yay! New.
It still has that new theme park smell, and they're going to expand it and give it a Toy Story Land. I think they're going to put a Toy Story Land now in every park. They're just going to, they're doing it in California. They're doing it here. They're going to do it in Shanghai. They're just going to keep going around and making announcements that we're building a Toy Story Land. We're building a Toy Story Land. So
yeah, it's crazy. But,
this is happening soon. Wait until you listen to the date. Woody, Buzz, and the other Toy Story characters will soon entertain guests at an all-new land of their own in mainland China. One of the Walt Disney World Company's most popular franchises, I agree, will have an even bigger presence at Shanghai Disney Resort's theme parks. Shanghai Disneyland, where the park opened its seventh themed land. Leadership from the joint ventures, two shareholders, the Walt Disney Company and Shanghai Shendi Group, recently broke ground on the new theme land in a sign of their confidence in the growing consumer demand for themed entertainment in China and as a clear sign of the early success of the Shanghai Disney Resort. So the Toy Story Land will be a high-spirited, colorful world where guests will enter the backyard of Andy. Ooh. Bad things happened in the backyard to toys.
That just sounds bad. Going to enter the backyard of Andy. That just sounds bad. I wouldn't.
You can enter the backyard of Andy, and it will feel as if you've been shrunk down to the size of your favorite Toy Story toy. The toys will come alive and play in a fully immersive land with three new attractions. They're getting three. I thought we were only getting one. With uniquely themed character greeting areas. Characters and stories from Toy Story franchise have strongly resonated with Chinese guests. Shanghai Disney Resort has the only toy-themed resort hotel in the world. And Shanghai Disneyland also has the popular Buzz Lightyear Planet Rescue. A guest favorite that features the most popular advanced Buzz Lightyear targeting system at any Disney park in the world. This new land will open in 2018. That is some quick building, my friends.
Yeah, buddy, get on it.
That will put Avatar and Pandora to shame.
Don't give me any start.
Make the announcement in 2016. Have it built and ready by 2018. With three attractions.
You know how they can do that? You know how they can do that?
Everything's built in China?
There's Yes. And there's no James Cameron involved. I believe that Cameron is part of the reason this whole thing is mucked up.
I am going to say that, and the friend you met in the park the other day, who I think is a little anal retentive.
No, you think?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I very do.
I'll tell that story a little bit. Go ahead and finish the thing. And we'll.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. Toy Story Land, right. Shanghai, 2018. Pack your bags. Get a ticket.
Time to go. That's right. Pack your bags and get on it. Yeah. So real quick, Sid and I were we went to Epcot on Thursday night to go see Sister Hazel, which were phenomenal, as always. It was great. And we came up on the we were coming from the UK. We had just crested the hill getting ready to go across the bridge to France. And there was a group of people standing there. And I noticed one of the guys had these real long earrings. I thought, wow, it looks a lot like Joe Rohde. And as, you know, he turned around, I got to see his face in the light. I was like, holy crap, that is Joe Rohde. So I go up and I was like, Mr. Rohde, hi, it's so good to meet you. My name's John. We met before, blah, blah, blah. This is my wife, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we talked a little bit. And I do what I always do every time I meet Joe Rohde. I gave him crap about the Yeti. And his whole team lit. They were like, oh, my God, if not every day somebody says something. And I'm like, maybe you should fix it. Duh.
Yeah.
You know.
That's but, what I say. There's got to be a solution somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. But it, you know, it was just kind of funny. I didn't say anything about Avatar Land because I knew if I opened my mouth and he said anything, I would have been there all night long. Because how often do you get the chance to talk to him? I knew that if I said anything about Avatar Land, I would just
you probably would have been.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. I love David Maruka made a comment about Shanghai Disneyland. They're buying attractions in bulk.
Yeah, they are.
I love you guys so much. You guys are great.
It's the attraction factory.
The attraction factory. Yeah. That's great. I'll take three of those. I'll take two of those and one of those. And let's go ahead and throw in a state-of-the-art Buzz Lightyear just to piss Tony Castellanova off. If you are like me, you probably have like a bunch of Magic Bands, or maybe you've got your Magic Band that you've had for a few trips and you're kind of tired of it. Our friends over at MagicYourBands.com have a great answer. They've got Magic Band covers that will suit most any need. They have great pre-designed templates. Like they just released a cool Thor themed Magic Band I thought was awesome. Plus they have the ability to create Magic Bands from your own artwork. Maybe you have a special event, you've got something going on that you would like to celebrate or commemorate with a Magic Band cover, they could do it for you. And what they've done is they've kept their prices super, super low. But what they've done for you guys is if you go and you purchase anything at checkout and you use the code Disney Parks Podcast, they'll save you an additional 10% on everything. So go out, visit MagicYourBands.com. There's a link from the Disney Parks Podcast website. But go check out MagicYourBands.com and save yourself 10% in the process. All right. Thank you guys for listening and watching. We've got a big group of people watching tonight. We might need to rethink this whole night that we're doing this on. Monday is a good night. So let's talk about Disney Springs, shall we? Holidays are here, and Disney Springs has launched into their festive entertainment. So let's go down a little list of some of the things that Disney Springs is offering for guests at this time of year. They've put a big red bow around the season of cheer with three extra special events. Number one is Stitch's Holiday Gift, which is a fun scavenger hunt, which allows guests to explore all four neighborhoods of Disney Springs. Guests can pick up their holiday hunt booklet at any participating location, then go explore Disney Springs in search of a unique Stitch icon at each participating location. Once complete, a guest can redeem the booklet at a redemption location to receive a free complete button. It's not bad. Using my favorite character, Stitch, back off. You've got Buzz Lightyear rides and all that good stuff.
I have a feeling there's a cost somewhere. They're not giving out. Unless it's just a regular button.
It's not a pin. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it's just a button. Buttons are cheap.
Okay.
Second is the Festival of Toys at the Once Upon a Toy Fountain area over in the Disney Springs Marketplace comes alive with a holiday dance party, deluxe hot chocolate, pin trading, and a nightly tree lighting ceremony, inviting a select family to turn on the holiday lights, which sounds amazingly similar to something that they used to do over at Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. And finally, the Disney Springs Christmas Tree Trail, say that 10 times fast, over at the Marketplace is an immersive and enchanting walkthrough experience featuring 15 custom decorated holiday trees, each dedicated to a popular Disney theme. Custom music and a light snowfall completes the Christmassy scene. I drove past this the other day because this is the new for the valet parking on that side, the Marketplace side. So I drove past that, and it's amazing. Super duper bright, too. So the areas that you're walking through, the byways and the stages are filled with holiday entertainment. Between great shopping and dining, Disney Spring treats guests to a sleigh full of holiday entertainment. At the Marketplace, they've got the Living Statues, which is going to be near the World of Disney in the Poutine Courtyard. They've got the Festival of Toys, which we've already mentioned. They've got Carolers near the Disney Days of Christmas and Santa Chalet, which is over there in the Art of Disney. At Waterview Park, which is in the landing area, which is next to the boathouse, they've got the Hanukkah-inspired troop, Kalinka. That's interesting. At the waterside stage, they've got DJ Holiday Dance Party. Yay, yay. Wiki, wiki, wiki. Also at that stage, they're featuring Uhuru, which is celebrating Kwanzaa, which is December 26th to the 27th. And at the Marketplace, they've got Toy Soldier Stilt Walkers. So if you want to get your Stilt Walkers on, you definitely go hang out in the Marketplace. So that's pretty cool. I mean, it's, you know.
They're trying to fill that whole area with, you know, Christmas things, because I can't say that, you know, they were lackluster in years past. I think they're just trying to add a little bit more decoration, things to do, and entertainment.
Right.
Like, they really want you to go there is what they're trying to say.
Yes. Please go there. Please go there now.
Please go to Disney Springs. Yeah.
Right.
Spending the money may be a little bit tougher, but they're asking you to please go there to Disney Springs. And you really should. I mean, there's a lot of new stuff there. So, and we're going to talk about other stuff opening. Yeah.
Right. So. Exactly.
Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support us, please go visit us at Patreon, patreon.com/ Disney Parks Podcast. That's where you can help contribute to this show. Anything that you give helps to, you know, kind of keep this thing on the internets. We'd like to do some other bigger events, and some of that needs a little extra funding from now to now then. We'd like to do more than just meetups. But if you do contribute, we do give you a nice little gift package for your contribution. And we'd like to thank our current contributors, David, Stacy, and Willie. Thank you for your contributions. Okay. I did not know this. I haven't been over here in a while, really. And it was funny because I was driving past the other day and I was like, oh, I should go get a beignet. And then I said, oh, no, it's too late in the day. It's dinner time. So anyway, the Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory will return, because it's been down for rehab, with a new design and a new menu. The Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory will return to Disney's Port Orleans. It's not like they took it and put it somewhere. They're rehabbing it. It'll be back on November 19th with a new design and a new menu. The beignets will still be back. And it's been closed since July, which I really didn't, you know, like I said, I haven't been over there in a while. We were over at Riverside for the Yeehaw Bob meetup. The new interior will keep the original theme, but now feature new design elements, such as a nearly completed parade float for guests to see. And a full new menu will be available. And they haven't given us any details on that menu. So I have to go check this out. Maybe we'll have to have like a little beignet meetup. You know? Maybe like a little river cruise, like Disney Springs to some of the river you know, like Port Orleans and Old Key West. Like a little bar crawl, but turf. We go to Surf and Turf or the Turf Club. Surf Club.
Yeah.
I'm sensing a little boat parade.
I'm sensing a little progressive dinner is kind of what I was thinking.
You order, we could do that too.
And then go somewhere and then have beignets. And then go somewhere else and have dinner. And then maybe finish it off with Yeehaw Bob or some kind of craziness. You know, we do something. We can figure something out.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. First of the year, man. Got to come up with stuff. It's, you know, New Year's is coming.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. We finally got a complete list of all of the Candlelight Processional narrators. Dun, I was going to do my impression. I was going to do the impression of Emperor Palpatine the turn to the dark side is now complete. Anyway, that was horrible. So here's the deal. I'm not going to give dates. If you want dates, we're going to post this on Disney Parks Podcast. I'll post it on WDW Park Hoppers. Tony will probably already post it. I'm not going to go through dates, but I will go through the speakers. Is that cool? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Got a long night, kids. First up is Stephen Curtis Chapman, country western Christian contemporary singer, and then everybody's favorite Neil Patrick Harris, and then Whoopi No Middle Name Goldberg, and then Edward James Olmos, and this is the new edition from the Marvel Universe. I'm so excited. Anthony Mackie, Falcon.
Wow.
Is going to be, he's the new guy. He's the new guy they just added. So I'm super duper excited about that. Up next, December 10th is Robbie Benson, the voice of Prince Eric from Beauty and the Beast, Meredith Vieira, Jim Caviezel, Jesus Christ himself is coming in. Very excited about that. Joe Morton, which makes no sense to me, but Joe Morton's coming.
And ABC then show another,
yeah, that's right. That's right.
Keeping it in the family.
There's a Joe Morton who was a baseball player. And I'm like, why is Joe Morton coming? Okay, now that makes much more sense. And then my one out of my get out of jail free cards is from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Ming-Na Wen. Ming-Na Wen. I'll throw a bunch of letters together. Ming-Na Wen, who is
God bless you.
God, thank you. Oh my God. I totally forgot her name.
Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
She's from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I forgot the character.
It doesn't matter.
Just keep calling her Agent May.
There you go.
Yeah, it does matter. Back off. But she's also the body model and the voice. Also, Jodie Benson, the voice of Belle. You might have heard of her. She's going to be in the weekend of Christmas. And then finally, rounding out the batting order is Cal Ripken Jr. He's going to come in. Just remember, batting ninth, cleanup. Now, remember, this schedule is subject to change. Sometimes things happen. Just be aware coming in. And I know that you're probably making your plans. And if your person that you're playing for doesn't make it, please just, you know, kind of roll with it. But that's who's coming. I'm excited. Who are you planning on going to go see before you head out to New Jersey?
It's going to be tough. I think Robbie Benson might be interesting, or Anthony Mackie might be interesting.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Jodie Benson, but just not going to be here this year. And if somebody goes, can you please stalk her and get her phone number for me? I'm just saying. Try not to get arrested. I'm not responsible for your bail, but if you can get close enough, just have her write down her number, or email address, or something.
To interview her.
I'd love to have her on the podcast to talk about, I don't know, Little Mermaid.
Just making sure.
Not anything crazy. Just an interview. Just conversation amongst friends.
Just making sure, Ben.
Who are you going to go see, John?
I think if our passes will allow it, I think we're going to try to go see. And I think we're going to try to see. I think we're talking about maybe umping our passes to the every day, all day, every day. I would love to go see Jody Benson, but that place is going to be a madhouse. We might not be home then. I think we might. I might try to see. Yeah, I might sneak over to try to see Anthony Mackie. I've seen Neil Patrick. Yeah, I've seen Neil Patrick a few times. I've seen Stephen Curtis. I think Jim Caviezel. I know I gave him. I joke around, but I think Jim Caviezel would bring another level because he played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ, and I think he would take that reading to a different level. You know, so that's kind of who I would like to see.
Right.
No Robbie Benson. I grew up watching Robbie Benson. I have no desire to see him.
Yeah. I've seen Meredith. I've seen Meredith. I've seen Whoopi. I've seen NPH. I've seen Edward James almost. Gosh, I saw him back in the 90s when I was doing security in Epcot. That's how many years this guy's been doing it. So,
Robbie Benson?
No, Edward James almost.
Oh, yeah. Really? He's been doing it that long?
Oh, yeah. He's been doing it a long, long time.
So he was doing it since he was on Battlestar Galactica, is what you're saying?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I got to see him 2 years ago, and it was just – I was such a nerd, man, because Battlestar Galactica is, you know, he played – oh, geez. His name. I'm horrible with names. But he played the main guy, and at the end of his thing, his people would say, "So say we all," and we'd like, "So say we all." So the whole time I'm like, "So say we all, so say we all," like a big nerd.
Right.
But yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing him. I wouldn't mind seeing all these guys, actually. I mean, even Cal Ripken. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Cal Ripken Jr. I mean, he's a legend. I mean,
right. And if you're going to go, you know, we've said this before, get the dinner package. It's not just dinner anymore. It could be breakfast, lunch, or dinner. So, you know, you don't have to have an expensive dinner. Now you can have something cheaper like a breakfast or a lunch, and then you're guaranteed seating in one of these reserved areas. So if you really are hardcore, listen, if you want to go see Jody Benson, I would think that's the best way to see Jody Benson at Christmas, because that park will be a zoo. Trust me. And yes. Jody Benson brings in a big crowd. She's as bad as Neil Patrick Harris. So definitely do the dinner package. You can do breakfast, you can do lunch, or you can actually do dinner. So,
yeah.
Yep. Okay, last week we had a trivia question, and the question was, in what Disneyland attraction can you ride an Atomobile? And the correct answer given by Shannon Feeney was Interspace.
Oh, my goodness.
Shannon, if you can send us your mailing address, we'll send you something interesting in the mail. This week's trivia question.
Disney-oriented, something interesting.
Something interesting.
Yeah,
this week's Disney-oriented. Disney question is, what Disney attraction has a basketball half-court inside of it for employees to use? What do you think it is, John?
Autopia.
Yes.
Ah, yes. What do I win?
You win the booby prize. If you know the answer to this week's trivia question, you can send us an email at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com or give us a call at 407-413-9010. Either way is fine with us.
Yeah, and all you guys typing in stuff right now, send us an email. Sending a comment does not work. Yeah. Send us an email.
Comments don't count. Comments don't count.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Disney Springs, we're talking about that. We've got a couple extra things happening over there. Later this year, Disney Springs will open yet two new stores. This is in addition to the expansive shopping and dining experiences that Disney has added earlier this year. One of the new stores will be a store called Live Trends, which will offer succulents, cacti, and bamboo and other plants. Living Trends describes itself as a store offering living decor. The store will be located on the Village Causeway, which is located in the marketplace. Now, I ask myself, how is somebody going to get home a cactus or a bamboo plant on an airplane?
Does that make sense to anybody? I bet there's a shipping component. There has to be, because this makes no sense.
Let's hope so. Otherwise, you're going to have fun at the TSA checkpoint.
Excuse me, ma'am. Would you please step out of line? What seems to be the problem? Well, you seem to have a cactus inside this suitcase, and you're
a little prickly today. A cactus.
Oh!
Wow, is that a cactus in your bag, or are you just happy to see us? All right. In addition to the Living Trends, the other new store in Disney Springs that we'll be opening is a store called Stance. Stance will offer fun designed underwear and socks for men, women, and children. This store will be located in the town center, and the underwear and socks will have designs from Star Wars, major sport teams, and much, much more. It's
underwear and socks, right? It's underwear and socks. They should just go ahead and call it Stanks.
Yeah. It's unknown the exact date of either of these stores opening, but they will happen before the end of the year. So if you're in dire need of some underwear and some socks and a plant, Disney's got the stores for you. Coming soon. Man.
You know, we laugh and we kid. It's these weird, outlandish stores that seem to really be popular and fun. So I shouldn't complain. But
I would love to be in some of their meetings when when stores pitch them and say, "We want to be at Disney Springs." Oh, what do you sell? Cactus, bamboo.
No, Steve, I've got the idea, dude. I've got the idea. We're gonna sell underwear and socks.
No, not together. Not in the same store.
Yeah, man. We're going to call it Stanks. Well, let's not call it Stanks. Let's call it Stance. How about Stance? Because, you know, you stand in your underwear and you stand tall in your socks. Okay, let's go with that. But if it changes, we're going to call it Stanks.
Is little God help us all. Is little mismatch still down there? That was a sock store.
I don't know. Maybe it moved. I know it moved a lot. It seems like it moved every other week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If anybody knows, put it in the comment section.
Yeah, I haven't been to the Marketplace area in a long time because that's not where the good restaurants are anymore.
Well,
except for Wolfgang, but there's also one on the other side. So,
yeah. Well, it's tough, but the only thing about that is, Tony, is that's where the co-op is, and I go to the co-op a lot. I just don't pay attention to the far side where the Winnie the Pooh, photo opportunity is, and I don't pay attention to that. I mean, that's my problem. I don't pay attention anymore like I used to.
And that dollar store that everything is $20 in.
Yeah, exactly. It's a $20 store. It's a $20 store.
Right.
Hey, if you're looking for something unique and special for friends or family during the holidays, our friends over at VintagePressing.com have just what you're looking for. They offer everything from phone cases all the way through to like ceramic drink coasters. They do luggage tags. A buddy of mine went on a cruise and he had some custom luggage tags made by these guys, and it was like the hit of the entire cruise. Like all the crew members like fascinated by what it was. And so that they're really kind of starting to find their own niches, but they have some great designs from Disney and some pop culture things there. VintagePressing.com. And if the code Disney Podcaster at checkout, they're going to save you a dollar when you check out. Now that might not sound a lot, but their cost to you is so low, a dollar is a big deal. So that's going to be pretty cool. And I don't want to let too much out of the bag, but we've partnered with Vintage Pressing. We're going to do some really, really amazing things, I think. If we can get it done by the end of the year, we're going to. But we're gassing out. I cannot wait to share it with you. VintagePressing.com, promo code Disney Podcaster. So we got a quick question. We'll get to that before I'm trying not to get into this story if I don't have to. Quick question from the chat room. Tony, did you ever get your Disney projectors from Lowe's? And that's Stevens asking.
I have not. I may have to buy them in Ohio and have my daughter pick them up and have them sent. I'm trying to figure that out, but no, I have not gotten mine yet. If anybody works at Lowe's and would like to get their hands on one and send it to me, I'll pay for the shipping. I'll pay for the projector. So if you work at Lowe's and you can get one, email us, call us. Help Tony now, project his house with lights this year.
These are the projectors that project all the fancy-dancy stuff on your house, right?
Yeah, they project Disney fireworks, and then they have the fireworks sound as well. Yeah. That's cool. It's exclusive to Lowe's. You can't get them anywhere else. And I can't find a Lowe's store with them.
All right. Well, okay, guys, I'm getting ready to go into a story here, but I want to preface this before we get too crazy.
We are not going to go political with this.
Okay. If you want to go crazy in the chat room, we're going to burn you out of the chat room. Okay. I don't care who you voted for. I don't care if your candidate won, lost. I don't care. It's over. No, it's over. No matter how you, it's over. Okay. God help me. The bust of President-elect Donald Trump is already in the works for Disney's Hall of Presidents. Bob Iger says Disney is already working on a bust of President-elect Donald Trump to be added to the Hall of Presidents attraction at the Magic Kingdom. Quoting Bob Iger, he says, on the smooth transition front, we're going through a smooth transition as well. We've already prepared a bust of President-elect Trump to go into our Hall of Presidents at Walt Disney World. Now, the Hall of Presidents will be closed from January 17th all the way through June 29th of 2017 for the addition of the new president, who will be sworn into office on January 20th. The attraction closed for 8 months in 2008 to add the Barack Obama audio animatronic and his voice. I hope that, unlike his predecessor, Trump knows what the Hall of Presidents is, because Barack did not. That's a story that I keep telling. It's hilarious to me.
I don't know. He's got enough kids. He must have been there once.
Yeah, apparently. So that's going on. That's going on right now.
Hey, John, when was the last time you bought a Disney World Resort mug?
It was before Barack Obama took office, so that should tell you something.
Right. It's been a while. And back in the day, did it have a handle?
It did. Did have a handle.
Did you know that they took the handles off the mugs?
I did, and it caused a little bit of an uproar, I understand.
It did.
A little bit of a problem.
Here's my letter. Dear Disney, why do you have to screw with the mug? You put RFID tags, you take the handle. Why can't you just leave well enough alone with the damn mug? People just want to drink a coffee or soda. That's it. All right. Good news is the mugs are back, and this time they have handles. All the refillable mugs in the resorts are coming back, and they're coming back with handles. But they're going to have both versions. So if you want a handle, you can have it. You want it without the handle, you don't have to have it. And I think – you know, the people that carry the backpacks were complaining that it didn't fit in their little pockets where mugs can go. Correct. So they took the handles off. Other people saying, well, they like to clip them onto things, and they like the handles because they can clip them onto things, and then the handle was gone.
Right.
So they're gonna do you a solid now, and they're going to give you both. So hopefully that'll cover the handle and handleless people of the world. They're going to come in red, blue, pink, and purple. So if you're coming down for the holidays, don't fret. A mug of your favorite kind with or without a handle will be available for you. And I'm sure they will charge you – maybe they'll charge you more for the handle than they do without the handle.
Yeah.
As only Disney would do.
Well, hey, you got your wish. You got your handles back. But here's the thing. Now we're going to have to charge $5 more for the handle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hope they don't do that. I really don't. Because I don't want to hear those conversations at any resort.
Yeah. Okay, for those of you who are very excited about the Disneyland Candy Canes, a very popular Disneyland attraction, it is back to say. As well as available at Disney's California. Handmade candy canes pardon me, handmade candy canes are being made and sold for this holiday. The treat is so popular with guests that people arrive early to the parks just to get in line for the opportunity to buy a candy cane.
It's very, very popular. This is serious stuff. Don't mess with people's candy cane. It's a long, long time tradition going back to like 1955, I believe.
All right. I guess I just understand. The candy canes are made fresh each day in a heat-sealed kitchen. Through a window, guests can watch their treats being made by three trained candy makers. Normally, three batches are made each day, which amounts to about 135 candy canes. Wristbands are distributed at shop opening, which entitles guests to purchase one candy cane at the designated location. And there are generally about 40 wristbands distributed each batch. Unbelievable. The canes will be available November 25th and 30th and December 2nd, 5th, 7th, 9th, 12th, 14th, 16th, 19th, and 24th at Candy Place at Disneyland, and November 26th, 29th, and December 3rd, 6th, 8th, 10th, 13th, 15th, 17th, 20th, and 25th, Brawley Treats at Disney California Adventure. So I guess those three cast members move over. They go back and forth to do the right. candy canes because right. it seems like they alternate.
Yeah,
we'll try to get this posted. So if you didn't catch those dates, we'll certainly get this posted on the blog.
Yeah, this is very serious. I mean, I know people that, you know, really do head there like 6 a.m. for park open just to get in line for the candy cane. And I think I've heard that sometimes outside the park, that's just a line for people waiting for the candy cane wristband distribution. So it's a very serious thing out there. I've heard they're delicious. I've heard they're fantastic, but, you know.
They're candy canes.
I get it.
You're a peppermint dude.
I am. I would wait in line. I would be there.
I wouldn't. It's just a candy cane, bro. No.
Yeah, but it's, I would wait in line.
Yeah, it's made at Disneyland. I get it. I understand.
One of these years, I'm going to get there. I'll get there for Christmas and I'll get my candy cane.
Yeah, but what do you do? Do you eat it? Do you not eat it?
Oh, I would eat it. Slowly.
Would you?
Yeah.
Slowly.
Slowly. Yeah.
How many licks does it take to get the center of a candy cane tea?
We'll find out.
A one, a two, three.
Three. Hey, also sticking over there at Disney's California Adventure, there is some new specialty hot dogs coming to the award wieners. Get it? Wieners.
Oh, dude.
They got four. That's the name of the store. Award Wieners.
I know.
They got, four new store hot dogs. They got the barbecue crunch dog, which is a cheddar sausage topped with barbecue sauce, cheddar jack cheese, and crispy fried onions. I'll have one of those, please.
You know, this is the crappy part of the show because I haven't had dinner yet, and now we start talking food.
I'll have that with my candy cane, please. Next up, you got the bacon street dog. It's an all beef hot dog dipped in a house-made roasted red pepper ketchup, topped with grilled onions, bell peppers, and crispy bacon crumbles. I'll have one of those too, please.
Yep.
Next up, you got the spicy city dog, cheddar and jalapeno sausage, topped with chipotle crema, cas fresco, and pico de gallo. It sounds a little too spicy. I'll pass on that one. Next, you got the Uptown Chili Dog. It's the all beef hot dog.
Uptown Dog.
Topped with your home-style chili, pepper jack cheese, and corn chips. A traditional all beef hot dog is also available if all those toppings aren't your style. And for guests looking for a vegetarian option, the menu will continue to offer the popular portobello mushroom Philly with marinated grilled portobello mushrooms, onions, pepper, and pepper jack cheese. All hot dogs at the award Wieners are served on a toasted potato bun with a side of fruit or french fries.
And I've heard they've got a fifth dog. It's called the Peppermint Dog. It's a a peppermint candy cane made by those three people, covered in the tears of the Disneyland guests who did not get their wristband. So,
yeah, it probably is. It probably is.
That's great. That's good, man. I, dude, you know me and food. I mean, I'm down with that. So there's more things being added back. Being added to Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. They have new poolside patios that are now available for rent because you can't just go sit at a table anymore.
Well, they
beginning
were free.
November 13th.
They've been free for a long time.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, hang on. Let me get through it, and then I'll tell my opinion. Beginning on the 13th of November, the poolside patios at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort's Oasis Pool can be rented by guests of the resort. The reservations must be made by speaking to a resort concierge or by calling Disney Reservations or DVC Member Services. Unlike other cabanas, there are no extra amenities for these patios, other than having them reserved specifically for you and your party. Prices range from $40 to $70, dependent on the time of year. Half-day rentals are also an option if available.
Okay.
So, you remember...
There's free tables and then paid tables. Which one do you sit at?
Right. Well, if it's a cabana, if it's a cabana-esque thing, if there's a covering... I would be okay with spending a little bit of money on that. Again, I think it's one of those situations where Disney is just like, what can we charge a premium fee for that we don't have to go ahead and, oh, hey, how about that right over there? I just think that this is one of those silly situations where Disney's just plussing something that doesn't really need to be plussed.
Okay. If you stay at the Autumn Animation Resort over in the Cars wing, there are cones, which is a cone with a table and chairs in them, and those are free. Why would the same thing now cost me $40 to $70 over at the Poly? And don't answer they're that question. For, it's a rhetorical question.
They're free for now. For now,
they've
they're
been
free.
There. They've been there for years, since it opened.
The little soon, cozy cones. My friend. Soon, my friend.
I don't know. It just if this had any of the other benefits, like a like somebody to get you food and drink, had a little refrigerator with some water and the chips, like you can get over at like Blizzard Beach or Typhoon Lagoon. Well, yeah, $47 is fine, but just for a table, there's hundreds of them. Go get one for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy, right?
We'll see. Crazy. We'll see how long that lasts. Hey, John, you're going to the Christmas party, pate, if I could talk correctly today, this week possibly, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Does well, they got me? they got some new treats this year. It's not
hot dog.
No hot dogs. It's not your old sugar cookie. So the Walt Disney World Resort is now offering some additional complimentary treats at the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. In previous years, guests could stop at treat stations around the park and pick up their hot chocolate and snickerdoodles. I didn't know it was really a snickerdoodle. I just thought it was a sugar cookie. But see, that's what I know. For guests with dietary restrictions, or if you just got sick of the hot chocolate and snickerdoodles, apple slices, apple juice, and gluten-free cookies are also available. This year, several new treats have been added to the offering. So, here you go. Eggnog and ginger snap molasses cookies can be found at the Heritage House over at Liberty Square. Snow cone and snowman sugar cookies over at Friar Nook's Fantasyland. Spice apple cider and snowman sugar cookies over at Pete's Silly Sideshow Storybook Circus. Hot chocolate and peppermint bar cookie. Oh, please bring me some of those. Over at the launch pad in Tomorrowland. And hot chocolate and snickerdoodles will still be available this year. And they can be found over at Tortuga Tavern over in Adventureland. In addition to the freebie snacks, there are now several new treats available for purchase at the party. Please check the Main Street Bakery where you can find a peppermint cupcake I'll take one of those, please. It's a chocolate cake and peppermint frosting and a holiday wish cupcake, which is vanilla cake and buttercream. Did it make you more hungry?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that they're, you know, giving you different, you know, options of, you know, drink and cookie. It's not, you know, the same thing in every place.
So. Yeah, I think that's wonderful. I'm glad that they've done it. And I'm excited. I'm looking forward to, I'm actually really looking forward to the party this year. We didn't go to the Halloween party, which broke both of our hearts. And I don't think we went to the Christmas party last year, so I'm pretty excited about going this year. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Good.
And there'll be a lot of blogger and travel friends.
You know, it's going to be exclusive to that event because they're closing the park at 4:30 tomorrow or Tuesday. Did you know that?
Yeah, they always close the park. Oh, I see what you're saying.
They're closing it at 4:30 to the public.
Yeah, but they're still selling tickets. They're selling tickets to the event tomorrow night.
Oh, are they?
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, they're closing the park, but they're still selling tickets. Any Joe Schmuck can get into this event, from what I understand. Wow. The tickets are not cheap. If you're not a pass holder, they're like $91 a person.
Yeah.
I mean, might as well just go ahead and buy a day pass at that point.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
That's a story for another day. Hey, Epcot, the land pavilion, has broken a world's record. There's a tomato tree, or as our British friends say, a tomato tree in Epcot's land pavilion, which has broken the world record located in the tree. It's located in the experimental greenhouse that you could see while driving around the Living with the Land attraction. According to the World Record Academy, the tree broke the record for the most tomatoes harvested from a single plant in 1 year. Graham Tranter of Bridge North, Shropshire, UK, say that 10 times fast, held the previous record listed in the Guinness World Records with 488 tomatoes from one stem during October of 2010 harvest. The tomato tree at Epcot had a 1 year harvest of, holy cow, 32,000 tomatoes, weighing a total of 1,151.84 pounds. The tree is actually native to Beijing, China, and its seeds were brought to Epcot by Yong Huang, Epcot's manager of agricultural science. An heirloom tomato tree takes 1.2 to 1.5 years to reach its full size and starts growing fruit 7 to 8 months after being planted. A normal harvest is around 14,000 tomatoes. The tomatoes are usually about the size of a golf ball, and the fruit from the Epcot tree is served in restaurants around Walt Disney World.
Yeah. It's a
who knew, you know, right?
Yeah, well, everybody thinks that they go to the land and they're like, what do they do with all that stuff? Well, they actually use it on property. It you know, actually gets served up. You know, so don't do anything evil in there when you're in there, because it could wind up on your plate sometime later on in your trip. You know.
Yes. Well, let's assume they wash the tomatoes and stuff, though.
Well, let's hope that. Let's hope so. Hey. I don't know if I'm into this or not yet, but Disney Quest is going to remain open in 2017. Disney Quest, the indoor virtual theme park at Disney Springs, was originally set to close this year, but an exact closing date was never announced. And now it looks like the space will remain open until 2017. According to the Orlando Sentinel, some employees recently received an email from Disney stating that Disney Quest will be operating in 2017 with no closing date mentioned. We will be running the operation as normal until we hear otherwise. When the closure was first announced in 2015, the NBA Experience was said to be taking over the building, bringing in new hands-on activities for families, a restaurant, and a retail store. A Disney spokeswoman told the Sentinel that the NBA Experience is still planned for the site, which I disagree is a horrible place for that to be. I'm just saying.
I agree.
That's just me. I don't think it belongs there. You spent all of this money renovating that entire area, and then you're going to put in something crazy like an NBA experience? I don't think it belongs there. That's just me. It would look very out of place. How does that fit into the Disney Springs story? Somebody will have to explain that to me.
I don't know if I can explain it to you, but I mean, it's no different than any other restaurant to me. I mean, I don't like the NBA experience at all. I think it bombed over at Universal, and I think it'll bomb over here. Yeah. And I think the people that are in charge are probably looking at that thinking the exact same thing. I don't think Disney wants to have a cornerstone property, which that's going to be. Mm-hmm. It's going to be questionable. I don't think it's going – that's just me. I'm not an NBA guy. If you feel different from me, that's fine. I would love to talk to you about it. The show, and we'll give you all the time you want to talk about it. Yeah, but sure. I just don't think that the NBA franchise is going to be that successful here at Walt Disney World. No. You know, for the longest time, they were talking about putting like the WWE Hall of Fame, actual building the Hall of Fame over in that space at Universal, and then they turned around and built this chocolate crazy some chocolate thing over there, which is great. You know, I love the concept, but I think that there's probably something better that can go there. Maybe they just keep the idea of, you know, Disney Quest and just really refurbish it and do it right. I don't remember what the restaurant's like in there. Maybe they need to really upgrade their restaurant in there and make it an event place.
Well, you can't get to the restaurant unless you pay to get in. So,
sure. Well, you know.
But, you know, everything in Disney Springs fits into the four areas based on its story. You know, and on the west side, the circus came to town and left behind was Cirque du Soleil. And that's why, you know, we have a circus in there. You know, and all those things, you know, in and around like Town Center and Marketplace are all supposed to fit into the story that Disney has built for these four different lands. I would love for an Imagineer to explain to me how the NBA got into the circus area of the West Side. I'm just saying that would be fun and interesting to hear, you know.
Sure. Or is money going to win out? And they're just going to shoehorn the property in.
Yeah. Bad. Okay.
I guess you're not a big fan of that idea. Is that what you're saying?
No. No likey.
Well, a lot of the comments in the chat room are agreeing with this. So we were either surrounding ourselves with like-minded people, or we just happened to have dumb lucked our way into.
Yeah.
Business. People that I don't know.
All disagree with us.
So, that is true. That is a great comment. David Maruka makes a great comment. Disney Springs needs something to do. I can only eat so much. Disney Springs took all my money, so shopping is out. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But you realize if you're going to do something at Disney Springs, you're going to have to pay for it. Disney's not going to let you walk in and do something for free.
Yeah. You know what would be fun? Like an indoor putt-putt would be fun.
I don't necessarily think that's a bad idea. I like actually, I like Steven's idea probably better. They should make it a museum and put the props from the backlot tour and put some other props and stuff in there. Make it like a Disney museum on the West Coast or East Coast.
Yeah,
I like that idea a whole lot.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Another idea would be to you know, really plus up the restaurant, make the restaurant something really good. Maybe make it like a Tron style area, and then do meet and greets for
a comedy club on one floor, dining on another floor. I mean, there's lots of things you could do in there.
Absolutely.
Let's save all our ideas and let's have a show, and we'll write them all down, and then we'll send them to Disney.
That's a good idea. We should do that for entertainment. What would you do with the Disney Quest space? Because what we probably need to do, buddy, is we probably need to go there and spend an afternoon, because it's been since Wreck-It Ralph was the last time I was in there, and I really wasn't in there very long. You know? Yeah. So,
Hey guys, if you're going to Disneyland, we've got great news. You're not going to have to stand in line and go through all that rigmarole when you're standing in between Disney, California Adventure, Disneyland. You're not going to have bag check right there any longer. Isn't that great? Because they're moving bag check back to Disney, Downtown Disney.
Yeah.
So according to a recent article in the Orange County Register, Disneyland Resort will soon be relocating one of its security checkpoints all the way back to Downtown Disney. Checkpoint will be on the west end of the Esplanade near La Brea Bakery. And, The checkpoint on the west end of the Esplanade near La Brea Bakery will be eliminated in favor of three or four new checkpoints that will be put Downtown Disney within the secured area. Guest parking in the Mickey and Friends parking structure will soon go through a new bag check before boarding a tram to Downtown Disney. I'm reading Downtown Disney and I'm wanting to say Disney Springs.
Right.
Isn't that crazy? There will be a point between Earl of Sandwich and ESPN Zone for those guests coming from the Disneyland Hotel and between ESPN Zone and Rainforest Cafe for those guests that park Downtown Disney parking lot. The second checkpoint could also potentially serve as the new luxury service, the new luxury hotel being built on property. Guests entering the resort via the pedestrian entrance on Harbor Boulevard or parking in the Toy Story parking lot won't see any change at all. Guests now be able to visit restaurants or shops in the Downtown Disney area and then return to the parks without having to go through security multiple times. This change is expected to be in place by the end of this year.
Fantastic idea. Because if you think about it, if you're coming from the Disneyland Hotel to the Esplanade, you would have to go through security. Then if you were to come out to, say, have dinner at Downtown Disney, which I'm sure a lot of people would, or one of the resorts, you would then have to go through security again. And I understand, you know, yes, you're going in and out of a park, but they just secure the entire area. You only have to do it once, which I think is a fantastic idea. I think it's great. And I really think that, well, I know they're working on hours here at Disney World, at least at the Magic Kingdom. You've seen the construction. In front of the Magic Kingdom, they're going to move it back to the boat and the TTC, is my guess, because it's a choke point right now. You know, it gets too crowded in that area, and they don't know what to do with the people.
So, no, I agree. Yep. I agree. Look, security is very important. Finally. Yeah, security is very important. I don't want anybody to feel unsecured, but at the same time, it's making the guest experience really, really crappy. So there's got to be an answer in there somewhere. And I think that this is a pretty decent compromise.
Yeah. And in my opinion, it's going to happen at Disney Springs too. I don't think they can keep rolling those dice. You know, I guess they are taking the stance of, you know, we don't have it at, you know, Florida Mall, and we don't have it at, you know, the outlet malls and things like that. But I think Disney people that visit Disney expect something different. And I think at some point you're going to see security at Disney Springs. It's just going to happen, I think. I know it'll be harder because there were a lot of entrances to Disney Springs, you know. And they'll just have to figure that out. So, All right, that's it. We have anything else we need to talk about?
No, I don't think so. Make sure that if you want to get in touch with us, you give us a call at our hotline number, which is 407-413-900, or you can email us at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us over on Facebook at Facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast or on Twitter at DisneyPodcaster. But we definitely want to invite you to come over to our website, which is DisneyParksPodcast.com. How's that?
Sounds good. And?
All right.
We'll see you in the parks.
Happiness.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.